Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today my guest is Melanie Dobson, and she's here with her company is Hudson Hemp, and we're going to have a conversation about the tremendous potential of hemp. So, hi Melanie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I had read the article in the Times Union a couple of weeks ago about Hudson Hemp, and you know, I think it's something that's pretty interesting. Hemp was used many years ago in American society, and I believe either the Constitution or
Early versions of the Declaration of Independence were actually drafted on hemp paper, and many of our founding fathers were huge hemp advocates as well as growers, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. So it has played a large role in American culture, but also in ancient cultures as well.
So I believe that from what I had heard and read, that hemp was outlawed by DuPont because DuPont didn't want any rivals with his nylon business, and that's why hemp was outlawed.
Is that
correct?
There are a lot of reasons that the Marijuana Tax Act came about. But hemp and cannabis definitely threatens a lot of industries because it is such a versatile plant with over 25,000 uses. And so in a country where we are capitalist and trying to, you know, put industries kind of against each other, hemp is kind of a miracle crop that really breaks all of that down. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons that hemp was outlawed, but that is definitely one of the possibilities.
Now, how long have you been involved and interested in hemp?
So I grew up in agriculture. My father is an organic farmer, and his farm is Equinox Farm. It's in Massachusetts, so he grows mesclun and lettuce greens. So I was always familiar with farming and the value of farming organically. And I actually studied something entirely different in college. I studied German, but I became interested in the industry upon finishing college because it was really emerging and legalizing, and I saw a bright future in it. And so I really jumped on the bandwagon. And so my experience in the cannabis industry began in California.
So are there specific states that have legalized hemp at this point, or is it a national issue?
It is so the 2014 Farm Bill is what allowed states to re-enter the hemp industry. But currently, given the Farm Bill, it allows states to self-regulate those programs through pilot research programs. So that's exactly what New York State opened up in 2016 with educational institutions. And then in 2017, that was opened up to farmers, and Old Mud Creek Farm was one of the farmers who joined the research pilot program.
So, people might have read about hemp and the potential of hemp. So let's talk about the economy. How could growing hemp enhance the economy and help farmers?
Yeah, growing hemp can bring a lot of value to farmers. Really, first of all, from a soil and agricultural perspective, hemp increases carbon and microbial content in the soil, making it a lot more. It also removes soil contaminants and overall is an incredible natural pest and weed repellent. And so in that way, it's an incredible companion crop for organic farming. And because of its root structure, it also really helps prevent soil erosion and is just incredible in terms of what it can do just for your land. So that's the initial value add for a farmer. But beyond that, it has a much higher economic value than crops like corn or soybeans. And so the potential is really all there for farmers to increase what they can make per acre, and it is because of what I said about soil. You know, a farmer who already understands organic agriculture practices could really add hemp into their rotation quite beautifully, and so it's. So it offers a huge potential. However, I will say there are some barriers to entry in terms of processing, and that's really what is a challenge for smaller farmers. And so with our farm, Old Mud Creek Farm, we try to support smaller farms through our affiliate grower program, which is part of the New York State program, and it allows growers to be under our permit, and with that, we can process their crop, so we can really allow them to scale up, because although this huge potential, there are these barriers that a small farmer are just going to, you know, going to face. And that is where we really need to work together so that the economic benefit really does land in the hands of the farmers rather than, you know, just large scale hemp production companies.
So is hemp legal in New York State?
Yes, hemp is legal in New York State through the Industrial Hemp Research Pilot Program. So it is legal for those authorized growers, authorized affiliate growers, and authorized processors and CBD processors.
What are the benefits to humans and maybe also animals? What are the benefits of hemp to living organisms?
Yeah, so hemp is incredibly medicinal if you are growing it for cannabinoids. And the cannabinoids that most people are aware of are CBD and THC. THC is only relevant if we're talking about marijuana, which we're not right now. We're talking about hemp. So what's relevant to us is CBD and the accompanying cannabinoids like CBG, CBN, and many others. And CBD is really a miracle compound in a lot of ways. We're really just at the beginning of our research with it, but it is antiviral, it is an anticonvulsant, it is anticarcinogenic. It is an incredible kind of mood stabilizer because it kind of binds to your endocannabinoid system and your receptors and balances your neurons, so it creates homeostasis in the body. And so on the kind of everyday, you know, side of CBD, it's incredible for headaches or stress or sleeping, or for women, menstrual issues. So it's really a beautiful potential alternative to something like Tylenol or Midol, or really just something you can add into your routine as a supplement to, you know, as a preventative measure.
So as far as maybe somebody who is suffering from arthritis, can somebody put that on their skin by the bone and it would lessen pain, like an anti-inflammatory?
Absolutely. It's an incredible anti-inflammatory. And arthritis is something that's been studied with hemp quite a bit. And there's, for especially with rheumatoid arthritis, there's a lot of research to indicate that it can be very beneficial as a topical as well as an ingestible.
So people just can't walk into a pharmacy and say, I want some medicinal hemp, can they?
They can. They absolutely can. CBD right now in New York can be found at health food stores, at apothecaries, at herbal stores. So it is around. You just have to look for it. And because we are a state where CBD is legal, you can also purchase CBD online. And so I think that that's where there's a big market for right now. A lot of people are purchasing online, and a lot of that has to do with education. When you're buying online, there's you're able to educate right there, whereas if you go into a health food store, it may sort of get lost on the shelf, and the person who owns the store may know that it's beneficial but may not be able to answer specific questions for you. I also did want to mention in terms of the medical benefits of CBD, I shouldn't leave out that there's been a lot of research and a lot of case studies to show us that CBD is incredible with epilepsy. And I did mention it's an anticonvulsant, but that's where it's been very powerful and life-changing. If we're talking on the acute medical side of things, it's really changed people's lives, especially children. And you can do some research and learn about that because it is really incredible in that way.
So let's get back to the earth again, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers who grow this, what would be the financial impact? Because, for instance, I know a lot of dairy farmers are, in a distressed state right now. So would hemp revitalize farming communities?
Yes, I think it will absolutely has the potential to revitalize farming communities. I think that it offers, when we look at big ag and all of the dairy farms that have been, that are suffering, all the corn farmers that are suffering, this is a crop that that could entirely change what it means to be a farmer in a time when our earth needs our help. And I think we all, even if we don't want to pay attention to it, the news is revealing, our environment is being impacted by our farming techniques, because that's really where we are eroding our soil and our land. And to add hemp back into a crop rotation, as I said, is incredibly valuable for the soil. And on the other end of that, you have a much higher value product per pound, per acre. And I would say, again, the only barrier there, which is a significant barrier, is figuring out how to scale and process that, because just farming it you know, it's going to be a value add for your land, but you have to figure out how to bring that to market in a proper way. And because this is a new industry, there is a bottleneck there for sure.
So tell us a little bit about Hudson Hemp, your company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Hudson Hemp was incorporated about a year ago, and we were drawn to hemp for exactly the reasons that we are discussing. We wanted to add a crop that would noticeably increase the richness and nutrients of our soil and our ability to sequester carbon, but also a crop that that would give us a product that we could sell at a higher price than what we had prior, or what we have, which is grains, primarily corn, soybeans, rye, wheat. And so hemp offered itself as incredibly promising, and we grew our first crop in 2017, and we decided to grow a high CBD hemp. And then this year, we've focused on scaling that up, adding affiliate growers to our permit so that we could work with smaller scale farms, as well as research and development on the product side so that we could be creating products that were cutting edge and that would still suit the market 5 years, 10 years down the line. So we didn't want to rush anything. We've been putting a lot of focus and research formulations. And along with that, we've been really researching what exactly hemp is doing to our soils. We work with Hudson Carbon, and Hudson Carbon is a research institute right here in Hudson, actually located on our farm, that studies our soil management and farming systems and the benefit that we're having on our soils and then on our environment.
So you do have a website, right?
We do. We do. Our website is www.hudsonhemp.com.
And you have your contact information on there, right?
I do, yes. Or we do, I should say.
Okay. So in our closing moments, is there anything else you would like to talk about the potential of hemp for our environment, for us, and something that everybody should know about hemp?
Yeah, I would say that our goal really is at Hudson Hemp is to demonstrate how hemp can revive our culture, our economy, our farming, and lessen our dependence on extractive forms of industry, and really show that that farming can go from the soil to the consumer and be a clean, transparent system all the way through if we're working with crops that truly serve us and serve many industries. So I really urge everybody to look into hemp and see its larger potential. Of course, on the human and health side, it offers so many possibilities and so much potential help for people who need health forward products. But it also has so much to offer in the paper and textile industries, as well as packaging And those are things we really need to look at right now in a moment where our current systems are really failing us and really hurting our environment. So I think that hemp is the future for us, and it's putting a lot of power back to our farmers and could potentially really transform a lot of systems. So I really urge people to do their research and learn and join us as we move forward in this movement.
Now, is there a network of hemp farmers in this state and maybe as well as the country?
There is. We are associated with the Hemp Industries Association, which is an incredible association. They're really at the forefront of advocacy and education. So I would also say definitely check out their website because it offers a lot of information and material that would be helpful if you want to learn more about the industry.
This is terrific. So you have been listening to Melanie Dobson, and if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Melanie, thank you for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany, and thank you everybody for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.